Leave Your Excuses After the Beep, a podcast created for anyone who has ever used an excuse to not do something that you said you would. Does this sound familiar?
From busy, overworked, stressed out moms to thriving moms, wives, and health coaches, Kitty Clemens and Kyla McComas are Midwest moms who are breaking down excuses and empowering others to do the same.
Listen in to hear which of our excuses we break down next. I'm Kyla McComas.
And I'm Kitty Clemens. All right. And we're back. Week number 52, which means we have officially gone around the sun one full revolution. Is that the right terminology? Around the sun?
Yes.
365 days, 52 weeks of Leave Your Excuses After the Beep with Kitty and Kyla. And we thought it would be fun today to recap some of our best excuses, or maybe just touch on all of the different excuses and kind of just interject a little bit about common denominator that we've identified that we are our biggest excuse.
Well, I think what's fun about this is I know like this year, I didn't really do a New Year's resolution. I haven't done that for a couple years. However, I did do a word, like anything, recapping at the end of your month, start the next month or the end of the week, you know, whatever you do, you know, this for us being that we've done this for a year, which is crazy to me. And here's some of the things that I have learned. So these are kind of like my New Year's resolution of what I, you know, have learned is that commitment. That was like one thing. Like, I know we say commitment in a lot of things. Like, what are you committed to? Exercise, eating well, family goals, like all that stuff. What are you committed to? But like, I want to say that this year, there's two commitments that I did. One was that I actually committed to exercise, aka strength training, for a year. Like, that is huge for me because I've never, you know, usually I'm just like the average gym goer. Come January, I have this big goal. Come March, you know, I don't even know if I've used the gym membership 5 times. So that was a big commitment. And then this, like, I was like, okay, you know, if it fades off or if we stop doing it, you know, whatever. Like, I'm fine if we don't do a podcast. But I think what it came down to is like, while we have these conversations daily, like with ourselves or when you and I chat, Kitty, and it's like, why not push record? But then it makes me conscious of like these things that we talk about. You know, one of the big ones was the way I felt with alcohol. You know, I was like, you can never get me to stop drinking alcohol. Like, I'm going to have it. I'm not saying that I have not had it since, but I've limited myself because of the junk and how I feel with alcohol. So like, that was like a big thing. Like, I've talked these excuses with you and with hopefully whoever downloads this and listens to it. And it's like, these are real life things that happen to us all the time and happen to me. And if I just hold it in, don't talk about it, I'll either explode or I'll, you know, go down the dark hole because I'm like not improving my lifestyle or my mental health, physical health, all that stuff. So that is what this year has brought me in terms of commitment and being committed to doing this podcast. And also, how real is it like that accountability was much needed for me? Like, I don't realize sometimes how much I need a coach for something, like a coach for health or a coach, you know, a therapist, a coach for training, a coach for spiritual, like whatever. Like, I don't realize it. And for having you to be here with me, it's like, if I didn't have you, I don't know where I would be with this commitment of podcast, because you held me accountable on some days, and I hope vice versa. But but you held me accountable, like, no, we got to do this. Let's figure this out and let's record, you know. So that's my two cents on
where I'm with my takeaways from podcasting. That was going to be the one thing that I was going to say. One, consistency, like the fact that we consistently showed up to do this. Maybe not always the same day, the same time of day, the same day of the week. You know, we definitely had some modifications to our schedule, but we still did it. And a big part of that was because, you know, I knew that you were a part of this. And so had it been just me, I would have found an excuse to not do it.
Weird.
You know, like, hello. So yeah, that accountability and knowing that someone else is showing up to do it with you, and like taking that into consideration too. Like, no, it may not always work out on the best timing for one or both of us, but to know that it's important enough to just keep going, you know, to squeeze it in, to make it a priority, I think has been a good challenge. And the whole technology piece, trying to figure out how to upload MP3 files and the best way to record things and how to edit podcasts and, you know, the research, like all of that went into it caused such anxiety in the beginning. And now, you know, I do it without really thinking about it, which is interesting. An interesting perspective, something that I did not think that I would ever have an interest in doing, but I do find that I enjoy doing that. And it's gotten me used to one, talking, recording, and then listening back to myself, which I think is a tough thing to do. Like we all want to criticize ourselves about how we talk, about the way we sound, about how many ums or likes or you knows or all of those speaking things that we can rip apart. And so I think it's been a great opportunity for growth, and also just brings to light the topics and the issues and the excuses that we are experiencing week to week and that we are coaching others through. I mean, to be entirely honest, every single one of our weekly topics stemmed from something that we were either experiencing personally or someone that we were coaching was experiencing. And so they're all very relevant topics and excuses. And as I was going through the list of episodes that we have uploaded, there are a few that kind of stood out as like they were highly downloaded for, you know, whatever reason, whether it would just happen to be a good time that they were uploaded or if it really was a topic that was of interest to people. But I thought it would be fun to go back and just kind of read through some of the episode titles that we had talked through, just kind of get some feedback between the two of us as to things that kind of stuck out from from some of those episodes.
Yeah. I want to say quickly before you start listing off those titles, it's like, this is one of the reasons why we came on as coaches. And it's like, we are moms, we are busy moms. So excuses come through our minds all the time. And we wanted to help, especially moms, like get through these times, because we want to let everyone know you are clearly not alone, because again, like Kitty said, we are doing it because we have experienced it or somebody else is going through it. And that's why we're like, there's hope out there. There's hope for improving all these areas of your life. And we went through it and are sometimes still going through it in certain areas. So a big reason why I wanted to actually record this and get it out there, it was because I wanted to everyone to know that, yeah, you're not alone. And these are, you may find these other excuses of why you can't improve and stuff like that, but, or that this only happens to you. Like, it's, you know, these things only happen to me, and why me playing that whole victim mind mindset. And it's just like, no, these happen to all of our moms in us daily. So hopefully you'll gain something out of these excuses and improve yourself every day for life, really. We'll always make that improvement by 1% every day.
Yes. Yeah. And I still think, you know, even though these excuses are things that we, you know, we talked about over the past year, so many of them are still very relevant, you know, like they're excuses that are going to keep coming back. So some of the more popular topics that I'll just kind of jot through here. One of the early on episodes that really gained a lot of traction was the afternoon munchies get me every time. So I think that tags in well to a couple of the other topics that we did. Like most recently, just a few weeks ago, we talked about cravings and how we've evolved from allowing, you know, initially that episode about the afternoon munchies, we really talked about like strategies on how to set up your house for success, like how to set up your surroundings, and that whole stop, challenge, choose mantra, and trying to, you know, give very tangible ways to physically set yourself up for success. Whereas as we progressed throughout the year, this last recent episode that we talked about cravings, I think we really shifted more to that whole mindset piece of like, prepare yourself mentally for the cravings, for when those hit. Like, yes, it's great to have your surroundings set up, but if you're not mentally thinking ahead for this is coming up, I know I crave this at this time, or this is going to be a busy week, how do I set myself up for success? How do I mentally prepare for that? And I think that just helps set the groundwork for that evolution that we've had over this past year. And it's really narrowed things down to a whole lot of mindset and mind work.
Yeah. I agree. Like that's so good too. Of just like, yeah, it's mindset, it's preparing, it's lack of nutrition. You know, it's like those three things. Like if you have the afternoon munchies or cravings, it's, you know, are you getting enough of your, you know, protein? Are you stocking, you know, your, like you said, your refrigerator and your cabinets like appropriately? So, but also, are you hungry? So the whole mindset, you know, are you really hungry? Do you really need that? You know?
Yeah, definitely. We had a couple of episodes that we talked about like making meals at home. Like, I don't want to have to, I don't have time for one. I don't have time for homemade meals. I don't have the desire to cook two different meals for my family, because we know that is also a definite concern for people. Is money the real cause, or is there an underlying excuse? That one also tagged into like the cost of just health, the cost of eating healthier, all of that.
Yeah, I love that. Mm-hmm. The constant struggle, especially young, you know, with my family, just young kids that, you know, so picky.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And making multiple meals just because of the preferences, which I've probably allowed a little too freely. But other things, let's see. So a lot of motivation things, you know, I'm not motivated. I can't ditch the all or nothing mentality. I don't have time. You are your biggest excuse. I always thought that was a good one, but that one didn't have many downloads. No one wants to take ownership on that one.
That's interesting. Interesting. Cause I literally just said it all boils down to you. It doesn't matter what you are doing, trying, you know, somebody else helping you. It is you. I mean, you have to control that. You have to control what goes in and out of your head. You have to control what's in and out of your mouth. You have to control all the things around you. And if you don't like that, then remove yourself. And it's all you. And fight me on that if you don't believe it. Because like you always say, Kitty, I am not going to be in there slapping food out of your hand. You know, I'm not going to be there 24/7. So who does it boil down to? You and what's in between these two years. Right? You know?
To tag along with that, there's the episode that was well downloaded. What do you do when what you see in the mirror doesn't align with what you feel? And that one seemed a little obscure at the time, but I wish there was a way that we could see like responses or maybe we should put polls in. Is that a thing? Yeah. Can you do polls on podcasts? Can you?
There's got to be some way, right? Yeah.
Write that down for next year's improvements. Polls and podcasts. And if someone hears this and they know how to do that, let us know. Let's see. What would be... So the most downloaded episode was, are your excuses really excuses? Or do you just not know what you really want? It's a good one.
I like that because, you know, now looking back on that, I, you know, can't quite remember, you know, everything that we talked about it with it. But it's like, yeah, are you just thinking that you want this because of what you see on social media, what you think you want to be, what other people are, what other people's version of you should be, you know, like, is it or is it really you answering that question? Like, what is it that Kyla wants to be? Not what Justin thinks I should be, not what my kids think I should be. I did see something not too long ago. It was somebody made a reel and it was about like, tell me who you are, not Kyla as a mom, not Kyla as a wife, not Kyla as, you know, employee or, you know, whatever job I had. No, what is Kyla? Like, stop identifying with these other, you know, areas or jobs in your life. Who is Kyla? And I thought that was like really good. And I did write like that question down because I want to answer it. I want to answer it of like, if somebody asked me that, you know, how do you, of course I love and, you know, my kids and husband, but it was like, but who is Kyla? Like, how would I answer that to somebody, you know?
I mean, that's a big identity question. And how are you identifying yourself? How do you see yourself? Yeah.
Yeah. Because us moms get so like sucked in of.
Which we did talk about your identity as a mom. We talked about that when we had Dr. Sharon on in an interview. We talked about identifying and how are you, how do you define what it is, what your role is? So interesting. I pulled up the description of this. Are your excuses really excuses, or do you just not know what you really want? And it was all about the National Quitters Day for resolutions. Did you just make a resolution just to make it? Or did you actually, were you invested in that resolution? Did you make a plan? Did you have a strategy? Did you execute? Or was it just, you know, lip service where you were telling yourself that you should do something, but didn't really follow through with it? So. Isn't it funny how we've talked about these for, you know, a bunch of these topics and yet you can't remember the details because I feel like it's also intertwined. I mean, we've also, I mean, you mentioned before we talked about, you know, do I have to give up alcohol? I don't like to track things. I exercise so I can eat whatever I want to. I have so many distractions. How do you approach exercise? I don't want to feel embarrassed when I fail. I'm too old for that. I'm a people pleaser. I've hit a plateau. I don't have accountability. I stop showing up when I fail. My menstrual cycle derails me every month. Kelly came and enlightened us on that topic.
Yes.
Are you allowing your emotions to control your actions? You're creating the outcomes you're seeing. Staying focused during the holiday season. We talked about traveling and how to stay healthy during your vacation and travels. Sleep habits, surroundings, hydration, stress. I mean, we've covered a lot of things. Goodness. How to overcome setbacks when you're not feeling well and sick. real-time things that we talked about there. Yeah, I don't know that I have a specific that's been an absolute favorite, because I feel like they've all been relevant in the moment and it's made sense for us to talk about them. And yeah, I don't know. What are your thoughts on that?
No, I totally agree. I think it's all exactly that. Like, they're relevant, or they're, you know, some of those things, like we said many times, like, you know, 70% of your initial thoughts are negative. So it's like, so what's negative is usually an excuse of something, or, you know, don't want to face fear, or all those things. And it's totally true, because it's like, some of the stuff is like every day, mm-hmm. you know, some of these things I've grown from, or I'll ask these questions now, or I've removed them. Like, I'm like, that's not important to me anymore. And why am I dwelling on that? And so I think, like, not only just growth through doing the podcast, but growth from hearing it from our clients, and growth from hearing it from each other. And it's like, yeah, how can you grow from these situations? And what are you going to do to turn it around into a positive, or, you know, remove it? So I think that.
I like that.
Mm-hmm. I have loved our, you know, sessions. And I think, you know, we just hope that that's what we're here for, is that we are helping you face your excuses and learn from them and grow from them, or leave them in the past, or, you know,
mm-hmm.
you know, develop, you know, better health and well-being. And we're moms, so we get you. I mean, that was part of my story, was Kitty was a mom, a working mom. And I was like desperate, and I could totally relate to her, because she was, you know, the person that I was, you know, still am, but I was a mom. But, you know, she had time in her life that she was struggling and needed some direction. And then her story just trickled on to me, because I was like, yeah, that's exactly me. And that's what we're hoping for this podcast. So be on the lookout for our next 52 weeks of amazing, you know, stories. We, you know, of course, would love to bring anybody on. And yeah, just hearing amazing stories and a new leveled up version of excuses.
Yes. And if we mentioned any topics, like as we were just going through that episode review, if there were any topics that piqued your interest that you did not happen to catch during the week that they were live, you can always download the podcast. Just search Leave Your Excuses After the Beep in Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts for like the next month, and then that's going away. But any of those popular podcast players, you can search and download and catch up on some of those episodes. All of that content is still incredibly relevant, depending on what it is that you are experiencing right now. And we appreciate you being here, taking the time to listen in as we celebrate 1 year of coming to you with all the excuses. And we look forward to year two and some of the newbie updates that that will bring.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, thanks, Kitty, for doing this with me.
Thank you, Miss Kyla.
We'll see you on your own.
reconvene soon.